Fornication is voluntary intimacy between two unmarried people. Theft is stealing. Murder is killing. Adultery is voluntary intimacy with someone other than your spouse. Avarice is insatiable greed for riches. Wickedness, evil or morally bad in principle or practice. Deceit is the act of misleading. Licentiousness is sexually unrestrained. Immoral, envy, jealousy with another's advantages. Does that make sense? Envy is when you're jealous of another's advantages. Slander, the act of spreading rumors about others. To defame, pride, arrogant behavior. Folly is a foolish action or practice. Oh boy, do I have to go on. All these things come from our hearts. And you know, what's in our hearts comes out of our mouths. I said that a couple weeks ago in the sermon. All right, I'm not going to go through it, but 1 Corinthians 6, 12 through 20. Mark it and read, please. To understand what we mean to God and why we should keep ourselves protected from such things. You know, with intimacy with other people, do you realize that whoever you're intimate with, you're also being intimate with whoever else they've been intimate with? Do you understand that? Think about that for a minute. The person that you're being intimate with, you're also being intimate with whoever they have been intimate with for you. It is important that our youth understand that. This is not just a one-night thing. It's the rest of their life, the rest of your life. All right. It's important that you understand you're no longer your own. You are God's. Therefore, glorify God in your body. Glorify God in your body. Back to our scripture for today. They deal with the example of Timothy as a young person. And just know that you are blessed in so many ways, youth. Don't neglect the gift that is in you. But don't stress out over what it is either. Let God show you what your gift is. Don't neglect it. Put them into practice and devote yourselves to them. And finally, find an adult you trust. Now, from the statistics and stuff, my understanding is that most youth today would rather have their parents be that trusted adult. But youth, I'm telling you today, if it's not your parents, find someone that you trust, that you can talk to, that will help you get into Scripture and meet out some of these things, so that you will have some understanding. Does that make sense? You were created in God's image, youth. Don't ever forget that. Your parents, other youth that are friends, may call you a mistake. Know that God does not make mistakes. Sometimes parents are mistakes, but you are never a mistake. Do you hear that? Say amen if you hear me. Amen. It is important that you understand that, adults and youth. You are not a mistake. You are made in God's image. You are a part of the glory of God. Does that make sense? We need to have power because we know we have power because we understand that God loves us and we are created in God's image. But we need to start living like we know that. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks and praise. We give you thanks, Lord, for our youth in this church and our young adults as well as our children. We ask for your powerful, powerful anointing. And as we were created in your image, God, we understand that we will either create or destroy, because that's how you made us. We will either create or destroy. Dear God, help us make the decision to create. Help us understand there is no neutral ground in our lives, God. We will either create or destroy. And I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that this church will be about your creation business. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Next week, faith, a life of whispered adoration, as we talk about time for faith building and other things to do with faith. Amen. Let us turn to the song of thanksgiving. I was there to hear your morning cry. This is an awesome song. Pay attention to the words. It is actually either in your insert or it's in a Faith We Sing. And I don't know if Faith We Sing is in the pews, so turn to your insert. I was there to hear your morning cry.